The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Does anyone actually know what's going on here?
I literally have no idea. Help.
We're 20 whatever.
Dear Media IRL is back, and we're showing up bigger, better, and louder than ever. Join us on May 4th in Austin, Texas for the ultimate live podcasting experience. Watch and learn from your favorite Dear Media hosts as they bring their insightful discussions from your headphones to the stage. Get ready to be inspired, entertained, and watch audio get a makeover. Tickets are on sale now at dearmedia.com/IRL. See you on May 4th in Austin. In Texas.
Hi.
Hey.
Hello.
And welcome back to 20 Whatever.
Truth or Drink Edition. We have been waiting for this one. And if you are an audio listener, please don't call anybody on us. Okay, Sierra is not here partaking with us, but she is here in our hearts and we will be drinking for her.
And she did say, get crazy.
She said, y'all better get lit, and we said anything for you.
right. And on today's menu, we have the finest bottle of Grey Goose, some Canada Dry, and some Squirt for chasers. Ta-da. We're over here panning.
Yes.
We're going to tell the truth or we're going to have to drink.
Those are the rules. And we haven't seen these questions. I saw one question and it was unhinged. And
you saw one already?
I saw one on accident. And I was like, let me get out of here.
And these are viewer submitted. So this is the truth that you guys are looking to uncover.
Yes.
And you might today, unless we decide to drink.
And then in that case, we'll just be drunk and you're welcome for that as well.
And then we'll end up telling you it in the end.
Exactly. So stay to the end because we're probably going to answer everything we didn't want to answer before.
Yeah.
True. And if you will ever want to take part of these in the future, please follow us on 20 Whatever on Instagram. It'll be linked in the description. That's a fun way to participate in both the Woo Girl Minute and any future truth or drinks.
Oh, yeah. Mm. Oh, yeah.
You guys did not. I've read all the questions. Y'all did not disappoint.
I'm so excited.
I know. Well, question, Jessica, is there like, did you set it up like you're just going to start asking how they came in? Or did you set up like spicy level?
Do you have categories, or what's the tea here?
Some of them are a little spicy.
Ooh.
Some of them are a little spicier.
Oh.
And then some of them are a little pot stirs.
Y'all want us to fight.
Oh. Are we going to fight today?
Potentially. We're drinking Grey Goose. I said we're drinking Grey Goose. We're drinking gay juice. Wait, we are gay water.
What?
Vodka, gay water. Remember we did this.
Yes.
Tea. Here it is.
Here it is.
Gay water, vodka. Well, here we go.
I know. I was like, and away we go. Like, I am. On that, I do feel myself stalling a little bit right now.
Yeah,
like, I'm like
feel
a little
that.
Nervy.
Yeah, me too.
All right, let's pour one up for Sierra. Let's do halfy halfsy.
Pour one up, not pour one out. She's still here with us.
Oh, yeah. I can hear the glug, 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 glug. Okay, she said half
I forgot. Sorry, I forgot.
Thank you. Wait, we have to crack our cold ones.
Oh my God, I forgot.
Ready? On the count of three, let's crack it.
Yep, ready?
One, two, three. To Sierra and to a successful truth or drink, may we tell the truth or may we pass out from...
alcohol poisoning.
Our poor livers. Cheers.
It's the fact that we have a bunch of Pedialyte in the office next door for when we're done.
Thank God.
Because we can't drink like we used to.
No,
excuse me. I don't think
that's on period.
I literally don't take shots anymore. I think I've even told you guys, like, I'm not a shot person. I used to be such a shot person, and that's why I think it's so, like, drastic that I don't take them as often now. I'm a little sweaty. I'm a little
already
nervy. Well, doesn't alcohol make you hot? Drinking alcohol makes me so hot and sweaty.
Hot, and we got these lights, and I'm nervous.
I was actually planning on wearing short sleeve because I knew we were going to be drinking today, but it's been so rainy and so hot and cloudy. Like, I couldn't.
So hot and cloudy. Cold and cloudy.
So fresh and so clean.
The stalling that's happening.
I'm scared.
Okay.
We'll start with the softball.
Yeah.
We'll start with the softball.
Make it easy.
Have you gotten a dog yet? Truth or drink?
No, I haven't gotten a dog yet, dude. And let me tell you, it's not because I don't want my dog. I was really close to getting the dog. And I had like already submitted all the paperwork, and they were even asking for footage of like, send footage of like your backyard and blah, 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 blah. And they were like, amazing. And then the next thing you know, the dog I was supposed to get was already adopted. And I was like really, really heartbroken because I had already like assumed, silly of me, that that was my dog because I had chosen it and like had the photo.
You were like doing the most.
Yeah. And so me and Ryan were just like looking at the photo like, oh my God, like this is the dog we're going to get, et cetera, et cetera. And then they were like, sorry, they have already been adopted. And I was like, oh my God. So, okay. So unfortunate, I didn't get that dog at the moment, but then they said that now, since I have already gone through all the registration and like all the preliminary stuff to make sure that I'm capable of having a dog, they, which by the way,
preliminary,
which because they asked me, can you please send a video of like your backyard? Like they probably just wanted me like to pan to my backyard.
Oh, but you were vlogging it.
Yeah, it was definitely me being like,
you're doing an architectural digest tour.
I'm like, hey guys, so this is my front yard and like perfect little area right here. So if the dog gets zoomies, it can zoom back around here. And then, oh my God, let me just show you where all the space is.
A vlogger.
I was like really trying to milk it so it seemed like enough space for this little tiny like wiener dog that I was trying to get. But obviously I was like, so the, I remember like reviewing the footage and I was like, so the little pupper can run around. I'm like, you sound like such a millennial saying like the pupper or whatever.
Doggo.
The dog.
Yeah,
and I
think
I'm definitely guilty of doggo.
Oh,
and
me
that's,
too.
And that's okay.
And that's okay.
That's okay.
However, I did stop saying it.
Oh, I don't think I have, and I don't
think
I will.
Pupper is cuter.
I like pupper, and I just think doggo is just so, and like, I think that's
you
just
know what it
in
is?
Me.
I think talking to a dog and being like, oh, doggo, versus being like, and doggos in conversation.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay. But to be like, oh, the doggo. To the doggo?
Yeah.
Different to me. Anyways, moving on. Great story, Paloma. No, she doesn't have the dog.
But I am now first in line to, once another puppy that comes on to the scene that I'm like, that looks like my baby, I can go and collect them. But I did take some time to like feel that.
Grieve.
because I felt like I kind of like lost the dog kind of thing.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, I'm not ready to like go through that again. So Ryan and I collected ourselves emotionally a little bit and we're like, all right, let's take a second. We're going to go on Japan trip. And when we get back, we can think about it again.
Right.
So now that we're back and it's getting very serious, which we are looking to go again, but we'll tell you when there's actually a dog like coming home with us, because obviously talking about it too soon gets you a little, if things don't happen as you plan, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Why are you talking to me, looking at me like that?
This is the longest story ever. You've just been going on and on.
Oh, sorry, I'm drunk now, so I'm just talking.
It's okay. Me like,
you're like, and
okay,
and then cut it all.
No.
Okay, so the next question is, objectively speaking, which of your Ryans is better? Your boyfriend or girl Ryan? This is to P.
This is directly at me. Which Ryan's better? My boyfriend Ryan or my best friend Ryan? Define. She's starting to adjust herself. Girl Ryan, final answer.
Wonderful. That is the only answer.
And that is honestly the truth. She was the first one here, and she is the original Ryan. And if my boyfriend were to hear this, he'd be like, honestly, T.
He would be like, right.
Yeah, she is everything to her. So, yeah. Her.
Oh. Her.
Right, her. I'm her. 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 Her.
She.
Okay.
Before we continue, here's a word from our sponsor. Now, I don't know about you, but when it comes to special occasions, I like to go all out. And with the pressure of finding the ideal ensemble, but fearful of just buying something for a one-time event, I decided to try something different. Nuuly is a subscription clothing rental service that's all about helping you have fun and get creative with your style. Renting from Nuuly lets me shift gears in my wardrobe without a complete and completely expensive overhaul. Every month, I rent 6 items from Nuuly's shared closet of over 17,000 styles for everything I have going on. Dressy stuff for occasions, trendy going out clothes, casual tops, and premium jeans for hanging around. You name it. I love that I get to try out trending styles, colors, and silhouettes, and then send them back for something new. Nuuly takes care of everything, from shopping to laundry. I can even pause without paying a fee if I need to take a break for any reason. So for just $98 a month, you get your choice of any 6 styles each month, access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands, inclusive sizing, fast free shipping and returns, and never forget the professional cleaning service in Nuuly's state-of-the-art laundering facility. And most importantly, the option to buy what you love.
Nuuly offers a budget-friendly solution to refresh your seasonal wardrobe without the guilt of fast fashion. With an array of styles, sizes, and trends available for rent, you can effortlessly stay on trend while avoiding the pitfalls of impulsive purchases. And renting allows you to enjoy wearing more while spending less and alleviating the pressure to constantly buy something new for upcoming events. Feel confident and excited about your wardrobe without the guilt of overspending. Nuuly embraces sustainability, offering a guilt-free way to indulge in fashion. Plus, styles are repaired instead of being discarded, minimizing waste and maximizing the lifestyle of your wardrobe. Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for any six styles, but right now you can get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with code 2020. Just go to Nuuly.com, that's Nuuly with two U's, and enter the code 2020 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's Nuuly.com, Nuuly with two U's with code 2020. Nuuly subscription clothing rental, change your clothes.
Do either of you want children? Truth or drink to the both of you.
I don't collect currently.
I would be interested in having children. Yeah, I'm down.
I absolutely thought one of y'all was going to sip on that one.
Mm-mm. No, I'll tell you.
To the two of you, truth or drink, what is the most unhinged thing you've done during rehearsal or on set?
Unhinged.
Go back to the vault.
For me, I think one of the most unhinged things that I've ever done was I'm so strict with myself. Like, I do not – I have such a strict diet when I'm on stage or when I'm in any production. But for some reason, I was feeling willy-nilly in this into the woods. And, like, one of the, like, people that was on stage, I remember, had, like, a fake flask. And so, like, I was, like – trying to like pretend mime sip from it, and there was actually alcohol in it, and I didn't realize till after I had like pulled it and drank it while stage was like, I was on stage, and I remember being like, 1 midnight gone, 2 midnights gone, because it was like Sondheim, you know, like it was so, and it was like an accidental unhinged thing, because right. I wouldn't do that intentionally, because oh my gosh, you never know what could happen, but there right. I was swigging whiskey on the stage unintentionally. So yeah. That has to be the most unhinged thing I've ever done.
Oh, God. Mine's kind of similar to that, except I was doing it intentionally. I definitely like took an edible before a show of Legally Blonde, not our production, but the production I did before. And I thought I was going to be fine because I was just like in my ensemble track. So I was like, it's fine. I know the dance is like, it's not even that serious. But I forgot that I also had to do the what you wanna be chilling that part. And I was on stage, like prepared in that song. And I was like, oh shit, I do not know the words. I know my part's coming up. Oh my God, oh my God. So, and obviously What You Want is the longest song ever. So I had time to think about what I was going to do. So I danced my way off the stage, found the other person that plays that part when I'm the other part. And I was like, grab a mic and do the lyrics in the mic, because I don't know what I'm doing right now. I'm so stoned. I'm just going to mouth the words and you're going to do the thing.
So the edible kicked in. As you had as the spotlight on you, and it was your solo. What you want? You want to be study stuck inside your dorm?
Yep.
She's like, I gotta get the hell out of here.
I was like, one. I was like mouthing it all because I did not know the words, but I knew what I needed to do. I just couldn't make my mouth and like my brain do the words. And so, and then there she was backstage, like, what you want to do? And nobody even asked any questions. No one knew what was going on.
Was this the show we were in?
Yep.
I had no idea this happened.
Yep.
And I'm in both casts.
Yep.
That is so funny. And I just love that it was at your, like, own hand. Like, you were like, oh, yeah. I definitely.
I was like, I'm fine. And then I was like, oh, I forgot I have this part right now. Shit. What do we do? Shimmy my way off stage and then shimmy my way back on when I had to do my part. It was great.
That is so unhinged, dude.
I know.
That literally had no idea.
Yeah, it totally happened.
That's so iconic. Ryan, yes. Truth or drink, did you ever feel like the third wheel with Paloma and Ryan?
Sometimes. I think I felt like that when I first moved to LA because I didn't know anyone and the only people I could hang out with were you and him.
Mm-hmm.
But not in a bad way. Mm-hmm. It was never like, oh, I feel like, I mean, when I was like, I'm so lonely and single, like I was like, but you know, whatever. Like when that was like very far and few between, but sometimes I was like, damn, like I wish I had some other folks to hang out with
That was like peak pandemic, right?
And, and we couldn't go anywhere or do anything. So it was really giving the three amigos, but honestly, I'm glad for it because we just got really close and
yeah,
I now wish I could third wheel more.
Yeah.
You know, now I like wish to third wheel.
She asked to third wheel. Now yeah. She's like, hey, mom and dad, you want to come pick me up?
I know. I'm like, can I sleep over?
Yeah, exactly.
I guess this is to the two of you.
Oh?
Truth or drink, have you ever kissed, you guys? And the emoji that goes,
have we ever kissed?
Yeah,
we have. Oh, I just answered that for the whole internet. I didn't even give you the option. Sorry. Should I not have voted that after?
We're going to drink.
Me? Yeah.
Me? You were like, yeah, me.
I didn't know you were going to hide that one. I'm so dead.
No, bitch. When were you ever going to just relay that information? I didn't know. I'm fine with it. I didn't think you were fine with it.
Okay.
I've kissed all of my friends.
I also have.
I'm in musical theater. At one point,
it's the backtracking for me. It's the explaining. Oh, and now I do theater, and that's why. And
there's I'll say it with my whole chest. I've been blessed.
Listen, there's something about theater. It's just like, I don't know. I mean, we talked about this with Sierra before. She's like, well, yeah, it's just something about it. You just kiss and it just happens.
You're at the theater parties and they're like, and you two kiss. And you're like, okay. You're like, or you have to practice and the other person's here. Okay. Like, it's just.
It just happens. You got to get into them reactions because I know that was a real ass. My jaw dropped to the ground.
And after I said it, I was like, wait, that was like not consensual on both ends. Sorry. Like, I answered for it because I was like, yeah, and me, oh, wait.
Oh, the other person is here in the room with us.
Is she here with us?
Is she in the room with us? Me, yeah. I'm here.
Ryan was like, I was going to drink, but also us being like, no, let's drink.
We were going to let them use their imagination.
Well, surprise.
Which they're clearly already doing.
I was going to say, well, continue.
Okay, Ryan.
Yes.
Truth or drink? To share the names on your I don't want kids, but these are cute baby names list.
No.
Drank, bitch. Yeah.
Hell no. Because what if I change my mind?
Yeah,
if I change my mind and want to have kids and I told all you guys? Nah, I'm sorry, bro.
I know.
No.
And then how are you going to use Gucci Mane?
You know, this is Gucci Kid Mane. Cudi and Gucci.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to give those up.
Yeah, wouldn't want to tarnish those names.
On that note, if you have any fun name suggestions for Ryan's non-existent children list, leave it in the comments.
I will say, what I can say is none of them are like Jack, Amber. Like, they're like not regular. They're not human names. I mean, they're not alien names either. What am I saying?
Ozone layer.
What am I trying to say? They're not like American names. That's unique. What I should have said. They're not names. Like, they're words, but they're not names.
Yeah, drink your drink.
Oh, I forgot.
Oh, now she's one shot ahead of me. Now that means she's going to start getting crazy. Woohoo! She's going to start telling all the secrets, you guys. Woohoo!
No, I'm a Taurus. I won't.
Yeah, but Scorpio over here will.
She totally will. She'll start crying.
I'm such an open book. I think that is probably a weakness of mine, where I'm just like, I am such an open book, and I'll just tell you.
Too open.
I think I'm too trusting or too open, maybe.
I was going to say.
Should work on that.
The difference between the last time we shot one of these and now is so interesting because I keep thinking you're going to drink. And
Y'all
are going to be talking and very sober.
The last time that we did this, we like drank a lot because we had done the podcast for like 4 months or something.
Oh my gosh.
We were not trying to like give them the tea like that.
Imagine trying to do a truth or drink 4 months in. Look at us.
I know.
Gracie.
Look how far we've come.
Now I'm telling you the tea.
I know. Now you're telling me that we kiss.
I know. I'm giving him too much.
P, this one is for you. Truth or drink, what is the biggest ick about Ryan?
I'm not even thinking if I want to drink to it or not. I'm thinking, what would be the ick? Like, what would I be like, ugh.
She blinds me with her beauty. Something along those lines, perhaps.
I just...
Sometimes she's busy and can't answer your FaceTime.
I truly was thinking it's probably along the lines of, like, she... It doesn't live with me or something like that. Yeah, Ryan and I share half a brain, so nothing I say is original. She's like, yeah, I already thought that. Or like, yeah, I completely agree. I was just thinking that.
I know what it is.
What? Tell me.
You can't surprise me.
Yeah. I can't surprise her.
Yeah.
And that is just so...
Because we just tried. We tried to surprise each other and it didn't work.
Mm-hmm. Ryan had a rebrand photo shoot and I went to help out and I wanted to surprise her in like a little celebration. I like got like these little mini fireball shooters. And so right when I got to set, Ryan like pulled me outside and was like, oh, da, da, da. And she's like, I got you so, like a little something. And she surprises me with shooters for us. And I'm like, I literally say nothing. I just like point to her and I'm like, hold that thought. Turn to my bag, pull out some shooters. And there we are holding shooters, trying to surprise each other with shooters for the thing. And I'm just like, can I do anything? No, I can't. No. I don't think I've ever successfully been able to surprise her because she's like, oh, I had an inkling or I had this or that. And point is, we're the same person and I'm rambling now because I've had one shot. Bye.
One and a half.
No, I had one and a half.
No, you each had a half shot to start. You pour one out for Sierra.
Oh. So I've only had a half. I haven't had another one.
Oh.
Yeah. She's only had half.
I'm stone cold sober. Just kidding. I'm not. I think I'm a little litty.
I think I'm a little litty too.
Okay, next question for both of you. Truth or drink, in your opinion, is Taylor Swift overrated?
Yes.
You heard it here, folks.
We don't have to elaborate.
I know. I have nothing else to say. I am nothing.
Someone entered a fuck, marry, kill.
Love these.
Oh my gosh. Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's very Disney coded. Here we go. Fuck, marry, kill. Gordo from Lizzie McGuire. Oh. Eddie from That's So Raven. And Phil from Phil of the Future.
Okay. I really like how these are.
From different.
Yes. But also like from these, not who they are now.
Right. It's from them and those
because
characters.
Because respectfully to Orlando Bloom, you know, he's a little unhinged currently. Mm. And like, it's fine. Me too. So, but I love that, you know, this is Eddie from That's So Raven. This is not Orlando. Did I say Bloom?
You did say Orlando
I think
Bloom.
I meant Orlando Brown.
You did mean Brown.
I'm a little lit.
Surprise.
It's fine. Okay. Fuck, marry, kill. Phil of the Future. Eddie. And who? Gordo.
I want to marry Gordo.
Okay.
A choice.
No.
Yeah. Well, yes.
It's your choice,
it's
babe.
It's a choice. Your choice.
Oh, I thought everyone was like, that's a choice.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, that is.
Oh, you stand by that?
Yeah.
All right, well.
But it's still a choice.
No, that was the whole thing.
Okay. Yeah, give us to us. Sorry.
Mary, Phil. No, not Phil. Mary Gordo.
Right.
I'm going to go ahead and fuck with Mr. Phil from Phil of the Future. I always had a little thing for him growing up. And then.
Damn, you're killing Eddie.
Yeah, because he was just my pal. And that would just, I'm sorry. I just like don't want to sleep with him or marry him. Right. And just like, no, thank you.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, it's kind of giving Raven and Eddie.
Yeah.
Like how
yeah.
they're just like besties.
Yeah, like if I could choose like, and who
Except
would you want as your best friend?
Did
I want
try to, they did kiss in the later seasons, but then they were like,
this is weird.
This is yeah, not the tea.
I
remember. Yeah.
And that's how I feel like I would feel. So what about you?
I'm going to go ahead and kill Gordo.
Okay.
Respectfully to him.
That's so fine.
I'm going to marry Eddie because I will always be laughing and that is simply so important.
Yeah.
And I'm going to fuck Phil from Phil of the Future.
Yeah. I like that.
I feel like the perks of fucking Phil is that I get to like time travel. And also
I didn't think of that.
My friend is Ali Mashaka.
No,
his sure. friend in Phil of the Future, and I just feel like
yeah, for sure.
But I don't want to marry him.
Me trying to go back on mine, I'm like,
no, you're right
about
right.
Funny. No, I know. I just
you wanted to fuck him too.
The only reason why I think Gordo is just like obviously growing up, like I watched Lizzie McGuire, and he was like the guy that was always like the nice guy, and he never would do anything wrong. So in my mind, I just remember him like he's the nice boy that would just really you could take home to your family. But now I'm like, you're right. He would always make me laugh, so maybe I do want to change it.
But
he's still my friend.
But here's the tea. You can't. I don't think you're going to be able to switch Gordo and Phil because respectfully. Then you would have to fuck Gordo. Like, you would, like that would be your tea.
Yeah, I don't
and like,
want,
is that
no,
the tea?
No, I just want to nurture. Yeah, that's what I'm looking for. Mm-hmm. Okay,
I think you had it right.
I stand by my answers.
Yeah, me
Thank
too.
Thank you. All right, so I feel like we need to turn it up because I've only had half a shot and that was the one we poured out at the beginning. Give me some crazy questions. And maybe I should have drank when you guys asked me if I kissed Ryan. Maybe that was the time.
Maybe that was your time to catch your little fade. Well, it's giving. We're going to get a little not safe for work. So if you have your kids in the room, maybe don't.
Put your headphones in quickly.
Yeah. Yep.
Quickly.
Okay, for Paloma, fuck, marry, kill. Ryan, and Ryan.
Oh, my God. Pour me a drink quickly. I'm not even going to think about any of it. My brain refused to process any of that.
It's me getting gooped every time my jaw dropped to the ground again.
Good. Okay, first of all, who submitted that? You're rude. You have no decorum.
Yeah, literally. Please.
I'm drinking this so with delight. Salud. But you know I'd marry Ryan.
Me. And me.
Which one?
Girl Ryan.
Oh.
No, we already know. She already told us. She exposed already herself already. Okay.
How's it taste?
It's giving ASMR.
Oh, that one kind of hurt.
Oh, no.
Yeah, for our audio listeners, P just made the most grotesque face.
Yes. Sorry, you guys.
No, it's okay. It's real life.
Yeah. It's me asking for it and then being like...
And then being like, ew.
Yeah. Oh, no, I need a little bit more. Okay.
Oh, no, take your time. Go ahead, Jessica, mm-hmm. while she's collecting herself.
Ryan, take a shot or tell us the craziest place you've ever done the deed.
Oh, my God. Tell us. You know you want to tell us.
I don't know. I do. Cause it's...
If you're Ryan's mom, quickly get off. Okay, go.
Get out.
Please give us the tea. Only if you're ready. But like, oh my God, I want this.
Okay. It's not a crazy place. But like the thought of it now is so just not the tea. That's in a public restroom. But wait. Like one with like stalls. Not even like a one-off like door situation.
Did you get the big stall or the little stalls?
A little stall. Not a little stall, bro. Hey,
you know, that could be nice. You're a more enclosed space. You got places to put your arms.
No.
Question. From what you know now, would you recommend a gal pal to hook up in a small stall bathroom?
I would not recommend hooking up in a bathroom.
Okay.
Is what I probably would say.
Okay.
This was pre-COVID.
Okay.
So the thought of doing that now, I mean, the bathrooms are fucking disgusting anyway. So like,
correct.
COVID or not, like,
right.
Ew.
Right.
But it's just not, it's not cute. It's not flattering. Obviously there's locks on the doors, but it's not like, it wasn't a one-off bathroom. It was a stall. Like, you know how there's like 5, 6, 7, 8 stalls?
Right,
it's right. Just one of the stalls. Like that
right,
was not
right,
the tea.
Right, right,
right. Yeah, no. No, no.
Oh my gosh.
I should have drank.
Yeah, I should have drank. But no, now we all know.
Yeah, don't do it.
You're like, I
just
do it.
It's also not hot. It's also just not hot. Like, it's difficult and hard. And then you're like, oh, this is gross. There's like a toilet. You know what I'm saying?
Thank you for saying that, because I feel like in movies, they really make it feel yeah. like it's like so hot. Like, you know,
in
you're like,
moment,
just jump
I
in
think,
the bathroom and then
I think
leave.
Getting to the bathroom was the hot part.
Like the sneaky. It's like, the sneaking
or
around.
Like we're just kissing in, like, and we're like shutting the door and it's like a whole thing. But then you're like there and you're like, oh, this is
oh my
is
God,
it,
now
really.
I have to put my pants down.
Yeah.
And it's dirty here.
Yeah. No.
So it's better just behind a bush. It's, got it.
Yeah.
Okay, well, quick story. I know that now that we're here and I've had a shot, I'm story time, gather around. One time, I went to grad night at Disneyland when I was in high school, and quite literally, there were somebody that got in trouble for hooking up in the bushes near the Winnie the Pooh ride. Like, I'm so serious.
Not Winnie the Pooh.
Because where in Disneyland are you hooking up? Like, you know, like...
That's where all the foliage is. I know someone else who had sex there, too.
Oh, wait, was
it
this
was
like,
not me.
I know something.
That's not my thing.
Is it, like, a thing? Do we think maybe,
I mean,
like...
Well, I guess it's probably the most, like, covered
I'm
area.
Shit. Also, nothing goes through it. It's like you get to, that like little, there's the pirate thing, Tom Sawyer's Island, and then it's just like a cul-de-sac you get to at the end, and then you circle back by Haunted Mansion and everything.
Is this Frontierland?
No, it's kind of near it, though.
It's like across from it, right?
Because I'm just trying to think, Winnie the Pooh is right next to Thunder Mountain, or Splash Mountain, what used to be Splash.
And then it's tucked in the corner.
But where is that? The Hundred Acre Woods. I'm just kidding.
I literally.
There's the New Orleans section. There's Haunted Mansion. Then
Haunted
we get
Mansion.
To Splash Mountain.
What is
and
that?
Then there's that weird little like bear restaurant with the big bathrooms underneath.
Critter Country. Okay. Sorry. I don't know why I needed to find
that. So if you're looking to hook up at Disneyland, go to Critter Country is what we're gathered
And don't
here.
Tell them we sent you.
Yeah, please.
There's like something online that you're like, top places to hook up at Disneyland with discreetly.
Number one, Critter Country.
In the bushes by the Winnie the Pooh ride.
Where you can fuck like an animal.
And then pick up a tigger tail once you're done. Next question, please.
Okay, for both of you. Take a shot or tell us who's kinkier, you or your significant other?
I'm not going to drink, and I'm just going to go ahead and say that I'm kinkier because obviously I'm a Scorpio.
And Ryan's pouring a shot.
Oh,
so
yeah. Sorry, audio listeners. I'm pouring a shot.
Because she can't expose
too much.
Someone in this room has some self-preservation.
And it's clearly not myself.
Someone in this room has a little bit of self-respect. Someone's not a whore.
I told myself in 2024, I know who I am, and period. I'm just going to be open about it. And if you don't like it, oh well. That's your loss.
And that's period. But I don't know what is going on, but I am here.
She was a people pleaser for too long, and now...
And now she's like, yeah, I'm kinky as fucking what?
It's what it's giving. I've seen that meme that it's like... people in their villain era, and then it's being like saying no to a reasonable thing. And
yeah,
I'm in my villain era.
I'm in my villain era. Finally said no. Finally stuck up for herself. Set boundaries.
It's hard. It takes practice.
Yeah. No, my favorite thing is when Paloma's like, yeah, and honestly, if they say this, like, I'm just gonna be like, and blah 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 blah, whatever. She goes and she's going off, and then she's like, and I'm like, are you gonna say that? She's like, well, no, but like, I just like needed to say that, and I was like, I mean, you were valid, and you should.
Oh, you're rich. She'll literally turn back and be like, oh, you're gonna say that to me? No, I'm just saying.
Like, and I mean, like, oh, right, yeah, right.
And there I was, and you know what, bitch? And actually, and I'm like, oh my god, did you say that? And you were like, no.
No, but maybe one day.
Someday.
To both of you, truth or drink, take a shot or tell us about your biggest fight.
Our
with
biggest
each
fight?
Other.
Well, we don't fight often.
I was going to say, I mean, we could answer this because I think it's interesting to know, but like, and not spicy, we like do not fight.
No.
We've never even had a fight.
Yeah, no, I really... Anytime one of us is like, I don't really agree with you, it really is just like, oh, let me elaborate.
It's
just an explanation.
Yeah, it's like, well, I disagree. And you're like, okay, well.
I think this. Or let's say that someone accidentally hurts another person's feeling, which that happens.
Right.
One of us will be like, hey, what you said, like, kind of like hurt my feelings or mm-hmm. made me feel this way. And the other person will clarify. And usually it's like, oh, I didn't mean it like that. Or like, et cetera.
When we were moving, this is a great example. I mean, we might have talked about this before.
I think we have.
But when we were moving, we were talking about moving and like whether we were going to live together or not or whatever. Paloma and I were talking, and I guess she said something that made, in my mind, sound like she didn't want to live with me anymore. And she was just like trying to be like, yeah, well, because I don't want to live with you, basically. And I like was really hurt by that, even though we already knew that was a possibility that we weren't gonna live together. So I don't know why I took it personally, but I did. And then later on, maybe the next day, I was like, hey, when you said this thing, like, did you say like you didn't want to like live with me anymore? What the fuck? And you were like, no, bitch, I wish we could the because. And I was like, okay, cool.
Couldn't be so far from like what I wanted.
Yeah,
and so that is something that we have like spoken about anytime we're like, if there's ever a moment that we don't like
agree or
like, there's an
feelings
understanding,
are hurt or whatever. Yeah.
We have like committed to each other, like bringing it up. Because we would love to, like, not have any sort of resentment and just, like, be able to, like, talk that through and, like, really... Because usually it's always, like, a misunderstanding. Like...
Yeah. It's... Because it's never, like, somebody being, like, disrespectful
It's just, like, a lack of communication that needed. And then once you clear that up, you work through and you're like, ta-da!
It's
and
not again, spicy. That happens... I wish it was spicy.
I know. I wish I had some sort of, like, and then she ripped my hair and I choked her out or something.
I've tried to fight her while I've been drunk.
Yeah, and then I think I just ended like hugging you on the ground and then crying. Like it.
Yeah,
it
never. It's never like real. Like it's not. We don't have like fights.
I wish we did, kind of. Maybe we should fake fight.
Maybe.
Let me have another shot.
I know. I'm like, if we finish this bottle, we'll be scrapping on the internet.
Us. We don't fight. We're best friends. That sounded like so corny.
I know.
I wish I could. I wish I was here.
I know.
To
I
tell
wish
you.
It was tea,
but no, there's no tea. We don't fight, and if we do, we love.
Yeah.
Go next.
All right, lovely girls. this one's a little out there. Take a shot or tell us if you've ever farted on your partner during sexy time. I'm assuming by accident.
I have not.
Same. One time, I remember a queef. And I was like,
oh, yeah.
Oh, because air.
Right. But I remember queefing for the first time, like, during, like, sexy time and not realizing that that was, like, gonna happen then and being, like, really embarrassed.
Yeah.
And, like, I'm like, does he know it wasn't a fart? Oh, that's not a fart! Like, I didn't fart! But then I'm like, that is not really better. Like,
Because sounds when you're, like, growing up and you're, like, not, obviously not used to being in the space, you're like, oh my god, no sounds are, like, good. And, like, it should just be,
any, like the body
fake
sounds.
Yeah.
You're the fake moaning.
The fake moaning, that's what
that's
the sounds
good.
You're
yeah,
like,
yeah.
No.
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 Take a shot or answer, have you ever hooked up with a girl?
Many.
Yes.
Another spicy question. They want to know what's your kink. So either tell us your kink or take a shot.
I'm going to have to take a shot.
I'm also going to have to take a shot.
I think this is just not PG.
I just think I don't need...
You asked for spicy!
I just think I don't need everyone knowing how they can get me to fall in love with them. Is what it
That's
is.
That's just unsafe.
Whoever had who said they had a crush on me in one of the other episodes, I don't want to tell them because then they'll really get me.
I'm...
Which also is a lot of you. I read the comments in that and a lot of people have crush on me and I just want to say I love you.
And make sure to just shoot your little shot in shoot her DMs at Ryan Christina on Instagram as well as YouTube and TikTok.
It's matchmaker selling me.
Cheers to our kinks.
Period. Cheers to our kinks.
Ooh. Ugh. I thought they were going to get easier. Yeah, that's liquor.
Take a shot or tell us the truth if you ever lied about liking a brand or product during a brand deal ad.
No.
Honestly, I wish I could say yes because that means I have hella fucking brand deals.
Yeah.
No, I like everything because I've had five.
Yeah, I was going to say... Have I ever had, have me, Paloma?
A brand deal?
Me.
We gotta get the brand deals.
Have I had a brand deal yet?
I mean with the podcast.
I know, but just
Yeah, but you guys have actually like genuinely loved everything.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's what I'm saying. Like, no, no.
Yeah, there's been nothing that I have brand-wise.
Honestly, even everything that I've been sent that's not a brand deal, I use all of it.
Yeah, I don't think I've been sent anything that is not good.
Yeah.
Truth or drink for, I guess, both of you. What was your first time like? They said, I'm 26 and a virgin. I'm very scared. LOL.
So I'm not going to drink. My first time was good. And I'm glad that it was with the person I was with because I trusted them and felt like safe. And I think that that is my biggest advice to you is like the first person that you do decide to sleep with, I think that it should be someone you absolutely trust and feel comfortable with because it will be an uncomfy situation because it will be your first time and it's just like new territory. So just make sure that you're like, I'll be okay if there's like, we can laugh a little bit about it. Just feel that safeness. Yeah.
I'm going to go ahead and disagree.
Okay.
Just because my first time was very unmemorable. I don't even really remember. I don't think that it has to be with somebody that, I mean, obviously, like, do what you need to do. Like, maybe don't go, like, have sex with somebody you've literally never, like, met or seen. Like, maybe don't do that. That's your prerogative. But I don't think that it has to be that mm-hmm. way.
Yeah.
I think things happen and whatever weight you put into it is how much it will, how much significance it will hold to you. Obviously, having sex for the first time with somebody that you know and trust is a great thing and it will be probably great and fine. But I don't think that it has to be that way if there's not so much weight in the act of sex. Because the act of sex is great and it's good, but it's not so serious as we are like made to think that it is.
Totally agree. And it's not like it really, I think that it's more hyped and like
it's rocket way launch more, yes
but that is why I feel like it should be with someone like where I'm like just it just being someone you trust you're good because
if you can choose for it to be with somebody you know then definitely
is in a situation of you have never and this
but
is
like
an active,
but if like you're somewhere and you're trying to hook up with somebody and you've never had sex before just do like if you feel if that's the tea then do it. And then their experience will be whatever your experience is. And then you can move on. But I do think that sex is a little overhyped. And I don't think you should feel bad.
Oh, yeah.
If you do that you're 26 and haven't had sex yet. Like, honestly, I should have waited. Maybe the first time I had sex should have been 26. Like, to be honest.
Yeah. It's not that deep, but also I understand like the weight that it carries of being like, oh my God, I haven't yet.
Yeah.
So it's trust me,
but
not that deep.
Don't feel bad. And
but if you can, I would find someone that you're like,
if you can perfectly craft the situation, I would perfectly craft the situation.
You've already waited. Might as well.
I know. Might as well orchestrate it.
Might as well orchestrate it.
To the two of you, take a shot or tell us one thing that you would change about the other person.
Oh my God. I would change the amount of shedding that goes on from your head. I literally, it is so annoying. It's okay. Like, I know it's not your fault, but oh.
It comes out of everywhere. Like, sometimes Ryan will, like, be like, this was in my pants. Yeah. Like, what?
I showered at your house. I slept at your house for one night, took one shower, and pulled a hair out of my ass crack. And I was like, you know what? I don't miss it.
You know what? I don't want to miss it.
I don't want to live with her ever again.
Oh, I actually do know what I would change about you. And I didn't realize it until right now, this moment.
Gooped gags.
Ooh. I know. Up until this point, I had no idea, because I was like, there's never been like a moment where I was like, wish she didn't do that or wish she wasn't like that. But right now, it just freaking came to me, you guys. I wish that Ryan was a morning person. Because in the mornings, I obviously know she's not a morning person, so I do not insert myself into her life and or bother her or call her or text her or speak too loud in her direction, because she's not a morning person. And I, as soon as I wake up, I'm like recharged and I'm like, I'm just so happy. It's a bright day. Let's freaking go. And I just wish that you were, so then we could start right off the bat. But now I'm right. Like, she's got to warm up. She's got to preheat.
Yeah.
So
if she does call me in the mornings and it's like too early to be calling me, she'll call and she'll be like, hey, buddy, how are you doing? I know it's early. I'm sorry, but I just had to say. And she'll talk really soft. But if I respond and I'm like, hey, you know, whatever, then she's like, oh, good, because girl, I was like, no. That was not an invitation for you to start screaming. That was just me responding back to you.
Well, I'm so glad that you're here. Anyway, so
I shouldn't have answered.
She's like, I knew it wasn't going to be chill. And it's true.
I get stressed to not answer the phone.
I don't want to overwhelm her.
That's why. If I knew it was going to be bullshit, I wouldn't answer. But I get stressed if I don't answer, because I'm like, what if she needs me? What if she's trying to tell me something or whatever? And it's never that. I don't know why. I need to learn my lesson and stop answering the phone before 8.
This
is wild.
And see, this is why I wish that she was a morning person.
Right.
So this would not happen.
Okay. Next one is, take a shot or tell us if you're the friend that's the therapist or the friend that needs a therapist.
Well,
I definitely need a therapist.
I was going to say, I think we definitely both need therapy.
I think every person needs a therapist, to be quite honest.
But I think in this relationship, I would probably say, and maybe it's just currently I'm feeling like this, but I feel like currently you've been the therapist and I've been needing the therapy from you. Just in where my life is right now.
I think we take turns, for sure.
Yeah.
In that space. But I do find myself, just as who I am, like, always lending that therapeutic advice. Mm-hmm. But I do like to ask, because I'm not trying to insert. Like, I'm not trying to be like, and what I would do, because I understand that that's not the tea.
No, you literally ask. So, you're like, if you want to know what I would do or, like, what I think. That's not like,
yeah. And I definitely preface with that. So, but I definitely can see that my nature is to be like, oh my gosh, what you should do. But I understand that boundaries and people don't want to hear that. Mm-hmm. But like, so I definitely am like, I feel like naturally I want to give advice and do the therapy thing. But if it's not the tea, then that's not the tea. But also, yeah.
I do think that like you just have a natural instinct to understand people and like encourage them. Mm-hmm. Also, she's way older than me, so she just like has been through so much more. So when I finally come to her with some stuff, she like already knows what the fuck to say.
She's like so older and wiser. You know,
she's like been through so much because she's like basically 30. And
I am the older of the group, so I have found that I've been experiencing some life stuff right before you do.
It's literally 4 months before it comes to me too. Like, it happens to her and I'm like, oof, tragic for her.
Well, I'm only like 5 months older than her, so that's probably why. But
and then like right after, I'm like, oh my god, girl, she's like, welcome to the club.
And then I had already done it and undone it, so I'm like, well,
let me help you.
Allow me to elaborate on what helped me. Yeah. So,
but I think we do take turns, but I think but I would say that if we had to like generalize it in just our relationship, that you are the therapy friend. I'm black. I need therapy. What do you want me to do?
What the fuck?
That's the tea.
No lies, we're
black
told.
And a black woman in America. The oh. therapy that we all need. Is
I am not qualified. I do not have the qualifications. Please
go see a real doctor.
Go see your real doctor, please. I keep telling her, I'm like, you know, this does not sub as real therapy, right?
It's for free, so it's gonna be good enough.
It's what the health insurance covers. Yeah. The health insurance is you bringing shooters from each other.
That's the medication.
So if you would, if Jessica would like to re-ask the question, do you need therapy or have or are a therapist? We both need therapy.
Severely.
I don't think I need to ask that question. I think we know.
Girl, this is our...
Okay, this one is for the two of you.
Ooh.
Truth or drink, what is the most embarrassing moment you two have experienced together? And then it says, love you guys. Very sweet.
Love you.
Love you.
We both take shots.
Yeah, I feel like I can't. I don't think we can.
I know, because if I expose this, or you yeah.
It's too much. If you're thinking about what I'm thinking. Yeah, right. That's what I thought.
That's raise a glass to freedom. Something they can never take away. We're raising our glasses right now, ladies, because
we cannot. Exposed.
We can't. I've simply
some things need to be left to the imagination.
Overindulged.
Yeah, we've already said too much with this. If you would like to participate in another truth or drink that we will inevitably do, we love you so much, and we'll see you in the next one.
Thank you so much for watching. Cheers. Cheers. Bye.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.